Welcome to the July 22nd special meeting of the Kingston Board Commissioners. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you'd like to attend, add it to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and/or presentations. This is a preliminary agenda subject to change. Call to order, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So what time is it?
Oh, yes, thank you.
It is 5:23.
5:23.
Okay.
Do you want to take notes for me?
Sure.
We're going to do approval of the agenda.
So move. Recognizing that there is an additional item.
Oh, yes.
The addition of resolution number 0722019 to delegate authority of port bank accounts.
Yes.
So we can put that as B under the increase in amount of the contract for Redstone under action items?
Yes.
So with that, I have a first and a second.
First and a second, yep.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that passes. Public comment, as there is no public, we're going to recess into executive session at 5:25 to come out of by 6 o'clock. And we're going to do, executive session to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee, which is RC 4230110-1G. And RCW 4230110-1I to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency matters relating to agency enforcement actions or to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency litigation or potential litigation to which the agency, the governing body or member acting in official capacity is or is likely to become a party when public knowledge regarding the discussion is likely to result in an adverse legal or financial consequence to the agency. So we are recessing, at 5:25 to come back at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
It is now 5:28. We're going to reschedule our executive session for later in the meeting. We're going to move on to action item 5A. Increase in amount of contract with Hearthstone CPA. This is amending the contract previously approved on March 27th. The estimated cost for the services through the end of 2019 is an additional $14,000 and with not to exceed 17 without further commission approval. Mm-hmm. Commission previously approved a not to exceed limit of 20. The total amount contract amount for 2019 will be and not to exceed a total of 37.
37,000, right.
Mm-hmm. I so move.
And I second that.
Any discussion?
I don't have any discussion item for this. It's necessary. We have to already have to have that service. So.
Yeah, I asked at the last meeting why when we had a more qualified person it was going to cost us more. Greg's answer was the accrual process and all of that.
Yes, and we have to have that. That procedure needs to be followed up throughout the whole line.
Yeah.
So, I just don't have any problem with it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay, so I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion passes. I'm going to move on to our second action item, which was the resolution that we added, number 07-22-2019, resolution to delegate authority for port bank accounts.
And I move that we accept that resolution, 07-22-2019.
I second that.
Discussion. This is to direct the executive director, the port controller, and harbor master the authority to create, modify, close, and/or transfer funds between accounts and otherwise manage the accounts in full. That is basically what this resolution is doing for us. And I don't have a problem with that.
Is this basically have to do with check signing or just the structure of the account? This does involve transferring funds from one to another.
I think it's the term I like is establishing the delegated powers, so
right.
that if the executive director or the controller can't do something, they can direct the harbor master or they
yeah,
can.
It's a hierarchical
right.
Procedure, right? As I understand, yeah.
Did I answer your question? I'm not sure if I did.
I still don't know if this has to do with check signing.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No, because I think us and the ED are the only ones that can sign checks at this time.
Yeah.
Can the controller sign checks? That was something I'll have to.
We've never had. Juanita never signed checks.
No, she didn't.
It was always
no.
the three of us.
So
or,
it was.
Or
yes.
The director.
I believe so too.
Okay. Well, as long as it's not referring to changing the check signing
yeah.
procedure, I'm
yeah.
comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in fact, I think it was a strategic move on yeah. our director's point of part, and I'm happy with it.
Yep, I agree.
Yes. So I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Resolution passes. Our next item is a discussion item in relation to Kitsap Regional Coordinating Council. Mary, would you like to?
Yeah, this is very interesting. The executive committee of the executive board of the KRCC
mm-hmm.
Has received our application and quite favorably. And there was discussion of the fact that Kingston is in a strong growth trajectory, not only in terms of growth, but also in terms of the transportation
elements,
mm-hmm. nodule, if
yeah.
you will, in the
mm-hmm.
whole system.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's very important that we'd be able to participate in discussions about our future.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, there was some concern, as there has been historically, that UGAs aren't, you know, Silverdale's not a member.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been resisted. But it's my understanding that the discussion this time had to do with the fact that this is a port district applying.
Yes.
And that there is already a port district that is a member, i.e. the Port of Bremerton.
Yes.
And that the Port of Kingston and the Port of Bremerton are the two essentially industrial-oriented,
mm-hmm.
Commercially-oriented port districts,
mm-hmm.
unlike the others that are primarily recreationally-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And there was very strong support for it. From the chair,
mm-hmm.
Becky Erickson, all the way down. And I have since spoken with Commissioner Gelder about it,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to meet and have coffee, but he seems very supportive of it as well.
Excellent.
And I would like to talk a little bit about what some of the structural requirements of us are going to be,
mm-hmm.
but I think the most important thing is that we will be at the table and a bona fide voting part of decisions and discussion about use of funds, growth projections, and so on and so forth. And this is an important moment because Puget Sound Regional Council's in the process of adopting its next distribution of population allocation. And I have not yet seen all of the staff work, but it's my understanding that this Port District, this UGA, are, and I think we should, I would like to see us do a map that takes the UGA boundaries and the Port District boundaries and superimposes.
That would be, I like that idea.
Yeah, that'd be good. And, and figure out how consonant with past growth trends the current proposed population allocation is. It's my understanding from the chair, the KRCC chair, that it's a large chunk of additional growth that we'll be needing to, that we'll be asked to absorb, which is primarily about the passenger-only ferry and additional construction that's happening in Kingston.
And then, as well, the transportation elements of our unique traffic situation in town as well. Excellent.
That's very much the problem we have to solve, but that has been fairly historic. And it's only now that it's gotten to be so horrible that we really, something needs to happen.
Oh, this is great.
So I went to, the way the regional council is structured, I don't know if I'm just going over dead ground here, but you have the executive committee that is a subset of the executive council or the executive board. Under that, you have three or four significant policy advisory committees that typically meet quarterly. One is Transpol, and these are all electeds. These are not staff. And staff typically can attend, but basically there's a elected representative. And I have not yet gone back to see if they're trending to having people who are on the executive board be also the delegates to these policy committees. I don't know if those can be different people. I'm sure it's not by policy, but it could by practice. And so there's transportation, and there is on the executive board a delegate and then a alternate, both electeds. Transportation, land use, this is new, to have a standing land use committee. And then they all each have staff committees that do the work and send it forward to the policy group. They also have a whole housing component. They brought that back in. I'm eager to see how that's structured. And then I believe they also have a public works committee. Which is, as my understanding, includes fiber broadband, which used to be freestanding. So this is a great opportunity for us to do cool things. And I went to the Transpol meeting last week. And aside from kind of having goosebumps, it was, it's efficiently run and looks like it would be a very good forum for us to participate in. I'm very enthusiastic about
it. That's excellent. Excellent opportunity, I think.
Thank you, Mary. Okay, so we're going to move more to follow on KRCC. We're going to go ahead and move back into executive session. Steve, can you tell me what time it is?
It is, 1 second, it is 5:40.
5:40, and we will come back out 6 o'clock? Mm-hmm. Does that sound good, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. We are recessing into executive session at 5:40.